Well, Coach, kind of a tough one to take today. I thought for a majority of the game, guys were doing a good job competing, but just that second and third inning kind of got away from you.
Well, I always say I pride ourselves on pitching and defense. Well, today that kind of let us down a little bit. We had some walks and some errors that we don't normally do, but I mean, that's, you can't go a whole season without stinking it up once in a while. We kind of did, you know, but 8-2 is not horrible. I didn't think we swung the bats horribly. I mean, we only put up two runs, but we only struck out three times, and we put the ball in play and had the bases loaded, had runners on, didn't get a timely hit. But overall, it wasn't horrible. I mean, they're really good. They do this to everybody. So, well, we didn't 10 run us.
You talk about your offense, and I thought your guys' approach was really good. And like you said, you were putting together some really good at-bats, some really good swings, but a lot of your better swings were right to somebody.
Yeah, we had some hard-hitting ground balls that went right to them. You know, I think they only had the one error that I remember, and they had some really, really good. My pitcher made some plays that was ridiculous. Are you kidding me? On our swinging bunts? I mean, normally, pitchers don't make those plays. You can get nothing by that guy. Their right fielder made a great running catch. The third baseman dies on that play in the hole and just makes it look easy. I mean, they're really good. They did a good job.
And, of course, too, judging by the way you guys faced them in the fall, you knew that this wasn't going to be an easy game.
No, I knew it wasn't. I mean, shoot, they won the state tournament 2A last year for a reason. And they got a lot of them guys back. So I just wanted to compete. You know, and I felt like they kind of did that, even though they – they're going to get 6-1 or 7-1, and they jumped on us kind of early. Part of that was our fault as well. At least we kept Faraday in the park, not Hatton. I guess that was a plus.
You talk about earlier some of their miscues, or some of the defensive miscues, and a lot of that just happened to be by them kind of forcing your hand with bunts and just putting the ball in play with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. We didn't, which is a squeeze, that's fine. That was a perfect bunt. Give them credit for that. We squeezed too. If you make a good bunt, it's an automatic run. So that's what, you know, they did. The one bunt we threw away cost us a run coming down the line there, guy on second. But that's just part of it. Hard to play perfect baseball. We don't strike it. You're not going to strike those guys out a lot. So you're getting chance after chance. You know, you just get a bunch of chances to make plays or a bunch of chances to screw up, however you want to look at it. You know, we did that a little bit today.
You've talked about, too, competing with one of the better teams in 2A, a team that's probably the favorite to get back to the state championship in 2A. And, of course, still with it being April, still a lot of room for improvement and still a lot of good things to build on, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not disappointed with where we're at. I mean, I like our guys. They take practice serious overall, you know, until our little two-inning, I don't know, mistake there today. I mean, we've been really good pitching in defense. It's pretty hard to do. That's what makes this game so very hard, is to be consistent. Me, I compare it to my golf game, which is horrible, by the way.
Got two more, or three more games to finish out the week. One on Friday and then a doubleheader on Saturday. So a nice chance to put together a week of baseball that you really haven't been getting a lot of with the weather we've
had.
That's
true. Exactly. It'll be nice, and it's going to warm up a little bit anyway. And I saved some pitching today, you know, for those three games. And all the guys, overall, Gredis came in and threw really good. And my catcher, who turned pitcher, what a great inning he had. I mean, so, you know, that was a plus. Every time I throw him out there for one inning, he keeps telling me he can pitch. I said, no, you can't, you're a catcher. And he does that every time I put him out there. So I'm probably going to have to give him some more innings, maybe this weekend.